Consider the wisdom shared by Steve Jobs with Mark Parker, the president and CEO of Nike, many years ago. Jobs acknowledged Nike's ability to create some of the world's most coveted products, products that are undeniably beautiful and exceptional. However, he also pointed out the presence of less than stellar items within Nike's offerings. His advice was simple yet profound. Just get rid of the crappy stuff and focus on the good stuff. This advice resonates deeply in the pursuit of excellence. Jobs himself applied this principle when he spearheaded Apple's transformation years ago. When Steve Jobs returned to Apple, he was faced with a complex array of products that was overwhelming for both the company and its customers. Apple's product lineup included a multitude of models such as Quadra, Performa, Macintosh LC, PowerBook, and Power Macintosh, resulting in a confusing and inefficient business approach. In a significant moment at the Flint Center for the Performing Arts in May 1998, Jobs took the stage to make two pivotal announcements that would reshape Apple's trajectory. While the unveiling of the iMac is often remembered, it was his other announcement that marked a profound shift for the company. Rather than introducing a new computer, Jobs presented a simple chart, a square divided into four quadrants, symbolizing Apple's new product strategy. With what could be described as a simple stick, Jobs simplified Apple's entire product line, transitioning from a multitude of computer models to just four categories: consumer and professional laptops, and consumer and professional desktops. This move represented one of the most significant streamlinings of a product line in the history of technology. The chart served as a clear guide for every Apple employee, indicating the company's focused direction. By prioritizing quality over quantity and offering a select range of high-profile products, Apple achieved greater efficiency and maintained its reputation for premium offerings. Jobs streamlined the laptop lineup to just two models, MacBook Pro and MacBook Air, each customizable in terms of screen size, speed, memory, and disk size. A refreshingly straightforward approach. As Ken Siegel narrates in his book Insanely Simple, while competitors like HP and Dell were inundating the market with numerous laptop models, 23 and 18 respectively, Apple distinguished itself through strategic selection and a commitment to minimalism. While others pursued product proliferation, Apple embraced minimalism, which ultimately became a game changer for the company. Steve Jobs left us with a timeless wisdom: to focus means to say no. This succinct statement encapsulates a fundamental truth. Excellence necessitates the ability to discern and prioritize. It's about daring to say no to the myriad distractions and lesser priorities that vie for our attention, so we can wholeheartedly invest in what truly matters. Jack Welch, the former CEO of General Electric, had a strategy for running GE's diversified businesses. If you can't be number one or number two in an industry, we must get out. There is no need to be in an industry which you can't dominate a respectable position. Because his logic was clear. When you're number four or five in a market, when number one sneezes, you get pneumonia. When you're number one, you control your destiny. However, to become number one or two, you have to say no to many things and discontinue others. This requires boldness coupled with focus. In the pursuit of excellence, we must become adept at separating the wheat from the chaff, distinguishing the signal from the noise, and prioritizing the majors over the minors. This process of strategic selection is akin to pruning a tree, cutting away the branches that hinder growth to nurture the strongest, most fruitful ones. Strategic selection is, at its core, a process of deletion, a deliberate shedding of the superfluous and the inconsequential to safeguard and amplify the best. It's about stripping away the layers of clutter and noise to reveal the essence, the core of excellence. This act of editing is not merely about subtraction. It's about refinement, about sculpting and shaping until only the purest, most essential elements remain. In this journey, we discover that value isn't always added through accumulation. Oftentimes, it emerges through subtraction. By removing what is extraneous, what doesn't contribute to the greater whole, we enhance clarity, efficiency, and impact. This process of refinement is the pathway to exceptionalism. It's about honing and polishing until every facet gleams with excellence. This takes us to the 10th principle of exceptionalism: apply strategic selection through deletion.